In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. In the Gospel of this blessed Sunday, we hear the conclusion of it. In the world you will have tribulation. And we are aware of how tribulations come. But it doesn't take a deep reflection for all of us to know that unfortunately, most of the sufferings in this world comes from the misery of self-inflicting suffering. It is most of the case that we cause pain to ourselves, unfortunately, and we assume that, okay, this is a cross, this is from God, and when we examine this, it's far from being the truth. We'll speak in a few words today, in a few minutes, about this misery of self-inflicting suffering. So we'll speak about biblical and life examples. Why is it miserable? Spiritual reasons why we cause this, common justifications, and hope for healing. If we examine the Bible, if we go through it, we'll find most of the examples of self-inflicting suffering are in many of the characters in the Bible. From the beginning, Adam and Eve, they lacked nothing. They were living in the garden, but still they went and lusted after the forbidden tree. How often it is like this. We have everything. We enjoy God's blessing. And we look for something that's unlawful. It's not right. And we go for it. And when we partake from it, then we know what happens afterwards. The grudge that was kept in Cain's heart because of his failing. He did not offer God what's pleasing to him. And then his sense of insecurity and sense of failure was reflected on holding grudge and eventually killing his brother. The stubbornness and jealousy of King Saul. He was the king, he had everything. And then he felt insecure towards this little boy, David. And then all of his life, the rest of his life since he met with David, was hunting after him, trying to hurt him. Samson playing with the fire of temptation, going from a woman to another woman. Again, he caused himself the pain. At the end of the day, he paid a very high price for this kind of behavior. The prodigal son wounding himself with his immature desire to separate from his father and living recklessly. I want to be on my own. I want to go and enjoy freedom. And then we know what happened. He found himself lonely. He wasted his resources and he started to serve pigs. A very common story. We can all maybe know people who are going something similar. King Ahab's reckless pursuit of unjustified war. Just I want to go to war and then let me find justification for it. He went even against the advice of Micaiah. He told him you will eventually die. And he still went. And he died. Many people died in this war for no reason. As also we hear about the love of money, for the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Piercing ourselves with the greed, want to acquire more, nothing is enough, and from more to more to more, and then we know what happened afterwards. Many examples, one of them is a common one, is the mismanagement of family relationships and conflicts. A lot of strife and problems in household, and if we look at it, there is no actual reason. The reason is in the mind and the conviction of the people who are living in the same house. Why is it miserable? Why this kind of suffering that's so common is so miserable? First of all, because these kind of sufferings did not have to happen. We could have avoided them easily. Another reason is it served no purpose and had no reward, just waste. Waste of time, waste of energy, waste of resources for nothing. Even a reward is not there because this is something that I caused to myself. Sometimes people say, oh, it's my cross. If we look at it deeply, it is something I caused to myself. How this can be interpreted as a cross. It is miserable also because although the suffering began because of one person's fault, many others bore the consequences. A leader's mistake is the mistake of all leaders. One person wrong choice can cause harm not only to himself, but to maybe his family, maybe his neighbors, maybe to his nation. It also reflected a profound disconnect between the person who caused it and reality, he or she living in a different reality. I have an understanding about this is how things are, I act accordingly, and I am so much like disconnected. And again, the danger of losing salvation. I'm not aware of myself, what I'm doing. And then if I stand before God and tell me it was all your fault, then what? It's so scary when a person is in kind of status, a kind of status. What are the reasons, the spiritual reasons behind this kind of self-inflicted suffering? Number one and above all is pride and self-will. Where there is no counsel, the people fall. And why is there is no counsel? Because my mind tells me everything. And I am right. I do not need anybody to correct me. And if one would dare to do it, I will definitely dismiss the person saying he doesn't understand. You don't know what I know. And this is pride. This is ego. When we pursue something without counsel, most likely we are going our own way. Being wise in my own eyes, I make decision because they deem right. And then another reason is refusing repentance. Pain deepens when sin is defended, hidden, or justified. It's not something new. You are all aware of this. I do not repent because I'm not aware of my sin, or I'm justifying it. Then I will never repent. I will keep doing the same, and blame others for the consequences of my choices. Or living by emotions instead of truth. Any kind of emotion, fear, anger, jealousy, hatred, lust, or rejection can drive destructive choices. When people wake up in the morning and say, I don't feel like I want to pray. I feel like I want to go here or there. This kind of choices that based on emotions are wrong. Most of them are wrong. Another special reason is despair and loss of hope. I continue doing the same because I believe I will never change. It will always be the same. Life will be always the same. People around me will never change. Then let me continue doing what I am doing. And then come after this, the justification. I am causing myself harm, causing my family harm, and I am justifying it in my mind. The most common justification is rationalization. It is rational, it makes sense. The person creates spiritual or logical excuses to make destructive behavior appear reasonable. I had no other choice. How common is this? They forced me. They caused me to do this. Again, it is what it is. I am here. I'm not responsible. Or I am protecting them. How many times this happened? A president or a king takes his nation to a war unjustified under the covering of, I am protecting my nation. Or even a family, parents can be cruel to their kids and they say, I am protecting them, passing to them lies about others, making them feel like other people are danger, something that you should be always afraid and avoid, and say, I am protecting my children by passing this kind of belief to them. Another justification is blaming others, the most common one. He did, she did, he caused, she caused this. My family made me this way. And this idea about being a victim that people enjoy in the world that we live in today. My family, my church hurt me. And then we go and propagate this. Where is your role? What exactly, how you see yourself? Are you a subject? Are you something that people just can do something to it, and you cannot have any will to change the course? The victim identity. I live as a victim. I want everybody to know this. This is how I draw sympathy, how I get people attention. I want to tell everybody my story about how it happened to me. And then deep inside, I just want to live like this with no even serious effort to change. Or spiritualizing unhealthy behavior, calling stubbornness standing for the truth, calling bitterness discernment. I'm avoiding those people because this is the right thing to be done. I will always live in strife with those people because they are not good people. We're calling lust love. The most abused word in our time is love. Unfortunately, under it, many crimes will take place. The last point is, what is the hope for hearing? There is always hope, but hope will come. Number one is to understand that not every suffering is persecution or a cross from God. If at least I entertain this, there is something here maybe for me to change. Maybe this is not caused from God at all. It is a choice for me that I make to change. Sometimes the deepest pain comes from resisting God's voice, trying to get to me and saying, this is wrong. And I keep resisting the voice and say, it's a cross from God, refusing his healing or walking away from his will. The second point in the hope for healing is the defensive mechanism are often attempts to protect a wounded ego. Truly, deep inside, I am doing this because I am hurt. It is my ego, and this is how I am acting. I am behaving. I am making choices. And I want to avoid shame or escape the painful truth that there is something wrong with me. It is the fact. It is the truth. I'm not saying every pain comes like this, but a great deal of pains come from denying the fact there is something about me and I am not really honest in looking at it. The first step toward healing is honesty before God. God will never heal a mask that we put on. God will only heal a heart that we reveal. Say, this is how I feel, truly. Get somebody else to look with me, to be my mirror, and say, there is something wrong, and maybe I will take his or her advice. The third point is accept spiritual guidance. Isolation magnifies deception. The rule applied since the time of Cain when he rejected God's counsel still applies till today. Spiritual accountability protects the soul. How can you know for sure that you are right? Every one of us needs counsel, even the people who are most spiritual. The Pope has a father of confession, not for any reason. He needs someone to look with him inside his heart and tell him there is something he maybe need to change. The last point is, don't search for causes or remedies outside yourself. Don't blame the world, circumstances, God, family, others. Even if things are going wrong, look inside how you are dealing with the situation, the challenge. Taking responsibility is essential to breaking free from the misery of self-inflicted pain. The Lord said, in the world we'll have tribulation, true, but we do not have to add to it. We do not have to magnify the tribulation and suffering by causing ourselves or those people whom we love misery through our poor choices. May the Lord to grant us wisdom by which we can avoid this kind of misery, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.